And now we would like to welcome Olivier Fauriel from the French Agency for Biodiversity and Agence Hauts de Seine Normandie, as well as Stéphane Levillain. They will tell us more about the restoration of the Orne Basin. Hello, everybody. You're going to have a duo, but the project, of course, is involving many more people than just the two of us. It is a territorial project, and it is a river which is not very far away from here, but in a different context than this one. It is more the sum of several little projects than a big one like the Sélune River. Well, this is our presentation. So it is the Orne. It is the neighbor department from this one here. We deal with little rivers. It is the most important river of Normandy. However, it remains very small with small catchment basins, 200 square kilometers. For Normandy, it's big, but compared with the national territory, it's very it's ridiculously small. We have a 25 cubic meters per second flow. I mean, again, you see, it's relatively low and small. The situation is a little bit special compared with the Sélune, where we're here talking about today. This is a river which is on a mixed profile with different soils, rocks and sandstone, which means that, and granite also, which means that the profile is different. And you can see the profile here on this graph down, and the slopes that may be a little bit stronger on the granite soil than on other parts. Now, for those of you who know this region, we have a region which is called the Swiss Normandy. This is where we have those slopes that may be quite important with rapids, and this is really offers a kind of natural structure of the river. Maybe it is less easy, or it is less visible also than for other rivers. The flow is quite turbulent. We have a hydrochemical context as well as a hydrological context, which is very favorable for salmon and, well, other species of this kind, of the salmon family. We already mentioned this morning that in this region, the usage of the river banks is ancient. We are far away from the myth of the original river. For a very long time and many, many years, you could circulate on this river. The first mills started to be built very early. The usage of the water as a well, just as transportation means and also for fishing purposes is very, very old. And we have a density of installations, which is one and even two per kilometer. We have many, many different constructions, reflecting upon the fact that the 19th century has been extremely rich. If you look at the profile all along the Orne, you have it looks like a staircase with many of those watersheds all along the river. So many mills, water mills. I mean, I work for the two regions, Normandy and Hauts-de-France, but it is something that you observe around that. The usage and the populations around the water have changed. We have moved from a high density of population all along the rivers to, because many people were needed also to handle, be it transportations, all the mills, all the fishing businesses, etc. But then by and by, all those people just left those places to live in urban spaces, and now we observe going back to those natural environments and habitats. So it has changed. We have secondary houses. People do not have the same way of considering water anymore, but they came back to the water. However, by and by, all those buildings and constructions lost their economic purposes and have, despite the fact that they have transformed the landscape, they are completely, most of them are abandoned or not very well managed. We have also usages that have been kept all around the hydroelectrical power production with constructions which are still used for producing electricity. And then maybe something more recent, which is called tourism, with kayak and canoeing activity, which is quite important. We have measured that on some of the headwaters, we can have more than 100 people per day walking around, looking at pebbles and using the water as a leisure support. So you see, it's a mere transformation, which is quite significant and has an impact on the morphological aspect of the water and also consequences for the migration population. We had 75% of those watersheds which were representing the whole water surface. We know that this has an important impact on the way it is managed. If you look from the administrative side of view, whether public or other management units, the way to look at the dam removal and restoration, rehabilitation of those zones has changed in time. For a long time, we thought about fish farming during the 80s, we had important plans which were set up to save the salmon, etc. But then it disappeared. It disappeared to become a little bit more integrated into big national plans. I mean, you know perfectly well about this kind of installations. So it was not so much more to enable the fish to go from one place to another and to move freely, but to retain the fish in basins. Now it is a little bit more integrated thanks to the ecologic continuity plans, not only to enable the fish to move, but also to have a better usage and ecologically friendly habitat. We have 77 kilometers which have been opened up measured from the estuary on. But beyond this opening, we have changed the way of looking at things and considering this activity. So it's less fish-based. It is more based on the principle that the functionality of waterways have to be restored, in particular because the usage of the river has changed, plus the fact that it is quite costly to manage those buildings, etc. We also had those fish crossings, which were not functional, not very well made, etc. So the vision has become easier in terms of management. Now, this is true, of course, whenever there is no economic usage. When there is an economic usage, you have to open up your minds and to find other solutions. However, it has become more simple to proceed, and removal of dams has become easier. I hand over to my colleague. Hello, my name is Stéphane Le Villain. I'm from the Agence de l'Eau, Water Agency. And since the change of the water policy I would like to give you some examples of the way we proceeded to the dam removals over the past 10 years. We have mentioned a few examples this morning. The best tool to favor consultation, to plan, to set up a real strategy has been used for the Orne River. We had the opportunity to have this scheme, management scheme of water that started working on 2002, and it was quite logical, but it became much more important than the territorial strategy to see how we would handle the future of those constructions. The way of working has been quite easy. We have not hidden away the original objective. It was very easy. We wanted to move from 75% to 40%, to move down in terms of levels and leveling. And we came up with a territorial strategy thanks to scenarios, future scenarios for those constructions. What is important in the valley is that we have a boating activity, which is quite important, 50,000 trips on the river are organized. We also have the tourist development, sports and nature, which has become a kind of slogan, marketing tool for the whole region. And we said, well, we have a piece of this valley that is going to be kept for boating activities, and all the rest is going to be handled by us. So the Sage indeed made proposals which were supported by the state. And then the community of this Swiss Normandy took over with the concrete way of handling and managing those dams. What is specific about this project is that we have really many constructions. We have many different kinds of constructions, many different materials, etc. And this led us to consider the whole project in a different way. What about the recycling work has been quite important. Altogether, 16 dams were removed for not a lot of money. I must say the cost was extremely reasonable, and we diminished indeed by 75% the number of different levels and stairs, since it looks like a staircase. We have, as I said before, we have this very important boating, kayaking, canoeing activity, and we had a specific development, not very costly, on this kind of perimeter at the heart of the valley, where we had decided not to change any not too much, let's say, because we wanted a part of this valley to remain accessible to those tourists, let's say, in particular when we have a downwater situation or during summertime low water. Now, this is a little bit more spectacular, because this is how we intervened on abandoned constructions. Here you have the example of the former boat shed. This is the dam of Pont-et-Coulant, which was a total barrier on 5 meters on the Druance. Druance is one of the headwaters. So a certain number of management work was done. And then in the second phase, but still in the continuity of the first directive, was the start in France of the launch of the national plan for the ecologic continuity. This started in 2010. It did not change so much the program which had been decided upon by our organization, but it obliged us to manage the eel migration. And the state even made a few of those crossing compulsory. Here you have examples of what has been done. And this is the ecologically compatible kind of installation that we set up. We also had those opportunities with the buying up of contracts by EDF for things that they did not do or didn't want to do anymore. So we bought up a few of those hydroelectrical power stations to change them, revamp them, remove them, etc. You can easily imagine that the Agence de l'eau, the water agency, really supported this management and restoration phase. We had up to 100% of financing for the deconstruction and restoration, and this has been very important to mobilize favorably around those projects, but we also had a few conflicts. Anyway, by the end of 2019, so this year, more than 7 million euros have been invested to reconquer this ecological continuity. We have reached our objectives. And so you see this strong acceleration of the curve between 2010 and 2019. 2010 was the launch, and it is possible to reach the objective. One of the construction has to be dealt with, one of the constructions mentioned this morning. In terms of cost, if you well, we have 33 meters of dams which have been removed. That's an average cost of 150,000 euros per meter, and the accumulated height that has been suppressed. We are lucky to work on a milieu that rebuilds itself quite quickly. I don't know who mentioned that this morning, but it was already mentioned that this restoration capacity is enormous, and this is what makes our job easier. And we talk about renaturation projects much more than restoring the migration capacity of fish. In the year 95, we reintroduced species, and we can see here that the development dynamic and growth dynamic with measured on juveniles in particular is particularly high. We now have observed salmon that comes back regularly, a very high level. It is quite a good showcase of what public policies can do whenever they decide to be efficient. The increase of population, of fish population, is really interesting. And we also see the interest of this policy that was able to change, to adapt to the restoration of natural milieux. It is a successful example and work that we did in the Orne. We have more than 340 square meters now of nurseries, which are available on this catchment basin of the Orne, which represents a potential of 1,500 to 2,000 salmon. This is what we call a sustainable return of this animal. And we are actors on the public side, but it is really part of a territorial project where we have asked the citizens to become the owners of this project. However, as has been mentioned before, we also had some conflicts. However, it's a real success. Thank you very much for your attention.